I'm here at Ag Connect Expo, and with me is Gary Hare, who is chairman of the National Biodiesel Board and is with REG, the Renewable Energy Group, and the largest biodiesel producer in the country. Is that right, Gary?
Yes, we are. We have over 182 million gallons of production capacity in the marketplace today.
And we talked just right after the tax incentive package was passed and then signed by the president. Very, very good news for the biodiesel industry.
It was great news for the biodiesel industry. It had been a long time, a full year, that we had had the lapse of the tax credit, and that was very devastating to our industry. And so now we've got it back. It's extended through 2011. Our industry is anxious to get started again, rehire people, bring idle production back into the marketplace, producing advanced biofuel and other biodiesel. And then as an industry, we're going to work to get that tax credit extended on a longer basis because that's good for the financial health of our industry.
Now, you talked about biodiesel is an advanced biofuel, according to the EPA. But I'd say some people think biodiesel may have a little bit of an image problem. A lot of people don't know that. So what are you doing to address that, to get the word out that biodiesel is an advanced biofuel?
Well, it's an outreach effort with United Soybean Board as well as the biodiesel industry to make it known and define biodiesel as an advanced biofuel. It's significant that biodiesel is the only commercially available advanced biofuel. This isn't a promise that we'll be here in a year or two or in 5 years. It's here today. It's available now. Our capacity is here to expand production and make more of it available. We have 1.4 billion gallons of production capability that's ready to make this fuel. And we just need to get going. We're ready for the RFS to come into play and give us some demand that we haven't had before as an industry. And that, coupled with the tax incentive, is complementary policy to help our industry move forward.
Now, biodiesel has been around for a while, and it's been the soybean checkoff that has really pushed biodiesel to where it is today. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That investment that we've had over the years in our industry has helped us and has nurtured us as an industry. We've been able to grow, and I think that now we're in a position where we're starting to contribute added value back to the soybean industry from that investment. And it's been a great relationship, and I want to see that relationship continue into the future.
And you said about half of the biodiesel that's produced is from soybeans. Is that correct?
Yes, in 2010, a little over 50% of the biodiesel contained soybean oil, and then it utilized other feedstocks, other oil seeds that are available in the U.S. marketplace, feedstocks such as inedible corn oil that's extracted from ethanol production, animal fats, pork, poultry, beef that is used for feedstock, and then also going full cycle with soybean oil. A lot of that's in used cooking oil. It gets used there as a first use oil. Then it comes to the biodiesel as recycled oil and is produced as a feedstock to produce biodiesel.
So it's a very versatile biofuel, which is a great thing about it, too, and you can produce it the same way. I want to talk to you real quick, because I know there's other people who want to talk to you, but the National Biodiesel Conference is coming up just another month. I think it's going to be a little different conference this year than it was last year.
Yes, last year, it was very challenging just because we had the lapse of the incentive. Now we have it back. It's restored. We're going to be working again on policy to get that extended and to reinvigorate our industry, because we've got this demand with RFS2. That's great. That is certain now in the marketplace. We have our complementary tax policy that's there. We want to define our industry as an advanced biofuel that's available today, and we want to be ready to address the food, fuel, and land use challenges that are sure to come. So we're very excited and optimistic, and we're going to be working hard as an industry to grow and develop this industry to its full potential.
2011 looks like it's going to be a good year. Thank you very much, Gary Hare, here at Ag Connect Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.